Let's talk about a topic today that came up in last week's daf on Daf Yud Beis and Beis in Maseches Shabbos that relates to davening and talking to malachim, to niftarim, to tzaddikim. Now, that is the topic that we'll talk about today, and we'll go through a couple of sources that relate to this issue. If you remember, the Gemara says in Maseches Shabbos as follows. The context is davening for a chola on Shabbos, doing birkei cholam on Shabbos, nicham aveilam on Shabbos. What exactly, how it should be done? So the Gemara says, "Keman azla hadamer bichanina mishiish lo chola betoch beiso tzorach shi'arvenu tocholi." So keman Rabbi Yosi. Okay, we're supposed to daven on always including the cholim within Chola Yisrael. V'yamar Rabbi Chanina. And Rabbi Chanina says, "Bekoshi hitiru l'nachim aveilam l'akar cholam b'Shabbos." With difficulty, Chazal allowed comforting mourners, nicham aveilam, and bikur cholam on Shabbos. I mean, they don't want it to be done. Rashi says, "Bepnei shemitzta'er." It's painful for the visitor, and it's ruining their owning Shabbos. So really, it shouldn't be done. You should try to do it during the week. Amar Abba bar Barchana, ki aviazlina basrei de Rabbi Elazar l'sheyule b'tficha. Says Rabba bar Barchana, whenever I followed Rabbi Elazar to go do biker cholim, zimnin amar hamakom yivkatcha l'shalom. Sometimes he would say in Hebrew, Hashem should remember you for peace. The zimnin amar rachmana yidkarinach l'shalom. And other times he would say in Aramaic, same thing. Says the Gemara, hechi avid hachi, how did he do this? How did he speak in Aramaic? V'yamar Rav Yehuda la'olam, al yishal adam tzrachah b'lashon arami. One shouldn't ask his tzrachim in lashon arami. V'yamar Rav Yochanan, because Rav Yochanan says, kol hashol tzrachah b'lashon arami, ein malachi asheris nizkakim lo. The malachim will not be nizkak to his tefillah if he says it in Aramaic. Shein malachi asheris bakir b'lashon arami, because they don't know Aramaic, and therefore you should better daven in Hebrew. Why? You want the malachim to be nizkak to your tefillah? What does that mean? Well, first let's see the answer, and then we'll see Rashi. Shiny chola de shechina imo. A chola is different, because you don't need the malachim in this regard. Says Rashi, ve'ein ha-mispala tzarech she'yizdakeku lo malachi ha-shareis, lahachnis tefilaso lifnim min ha-pargod. If Hashem's there, like by a chola, you don't need the malachim to take the tefillah. Hashem's at the chola's head. Only, normally, other times that you're davening, when it's not in the context of a chola, that's when one would need the, sounds like, according to the Pashas of the Gemara and the Rashi, that's when one would need the services of the Malachim to help bring the tefillah up until the Kisiyah covered. So what exactly is the message of this Rashi? And just by way of contrast, if you look at the Me'iri here in Maseches Shabbos and Daf Yud Beis, the Me'iri leaves out the whole line related to the Malachim. The Me'iri just says, La'olam al yishal adam tzrachav b'lashon arami. Why? Shemitoch she'ein halashon shagur b'fi abrios. Since the lashon is not shagur, it's not common amongst the brios. He says, maybe Malachim here mean brios. He says, Malachi Ashares. Ein ha'kavana mitsuya bidvarav. You're not going to have proper kavanah. If you're speaking in Aramaic, it's hard to get the words out and to know what it means. But by a chole, you don't have to worry. Why? Why? Because Hashem says you don't need the malachim? No. He says, because you can have good kavanah anyway. You see the sick person in front of you. So the Me'iri obviously is not reading, assuming he had our Girsa, he is not reading the Gemara, Kipshuta, like Rashi does. The question is why? And what's the issue behind this machlokas between Rashi and the Me'iri in Shabbos, Daf Yud Beis, and Beis? So this issue is mostly talked about Yamim Noraim time when we discuss Slichas. If you look in source number one, the Shulchan Aruch tells us in Seven Tavkuf Pei Aleph, the Minog of Noagim Lakum Ba'ashmores Lomar Slichas V'Sachnunim, May Rosh Chodesh Elul ve'Eilach Ad Yom Kippurim, the minhag of the Sephardic community to say Slichos the entire month of Elul, and the Ramah quotes that the minhag of the Ashkenazim is at least from the Sunday before Rosh Hashanah, as long as it's 4 days, or else we do it the week before. And the minhag of Slichos goes back; it's an ancient minhag, is quoted in the Rambam, and is even quoted in the Gemara in Maseches Rosh Hashanah and Daf Yud Zayin, where Hashem says during the time of the Egel, Yavar Hashem Panav Yigra. Rabbi Yochanan says, "Amali mikar kasev yafshala amro milameich and it's atif Hakadosh Baruch Hu kishliach tzibur kaviyochol Hashem garbed himself with a talis. That's why we wear a talis when we say slichos. The herald of Moshe say the tefila. and he showed to Moshe, this is what you say. Kozmanchi Yisrael Chotin Yaasu Lefani Kaseder Azeh. Whenever everybody's all sins, say this. Hashem Hashem Karach V'chanun. Those are the secret words that will achieve kapara. Okay, wonderful. Saying slichos is not controversial. But there are certain elements and paragraphs within slichos that might be controversial. And there's something we say Friday night that might be controversial. Right? In slichos. Towards the end of slichos, we have the paragraph of machnisei rachamim. Seemingly, we are talking to Malachim. Please bring our tefillahs into HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem, that we, or we say at Ne'ilah, and we also say one of the days of Slichas. Hashem, Hashem, Karach V'chanan. We seem to be talking to the Midos themselves. Midos HaRachamim Alinu is Galgali. Or Friday night, Baruch Hu Nilashalom. We're asking the Malachim for a bracha? So the question is, that's the minhag. Is there anything wrong with that? So it starts with the Rambam. Many Achronim are against this pshat, and this could be what's behind that Meiri, based on the Rambam, in the Pirshei Mishnayos in Sanhedrin, the fifth Yesod, is where the Ani Mamans come from, says the Rambam in source number 4. Vayesod ha-chamishi shehu yis'aleh, hu asher roi la'avdo, ulu-romamo, it is only he, capital H, who it is roi to serve, ulu-romamo, and to glorify, ulu-farsem gedulaso u'mashma'uto, and to publicize his greatness, the ein osin kain, Lamasha Lamata Mimenu, and it is inappropriate to do this with anybody who's lower than him, Bimitsius, Minha Malachim, Bahakochavim, Valgalgalam, Ayasodos, even the celestial beings, it's inappropriate. Even the non-physical Malachim. V'chol Masha Herkamehan, why? Lafisha Kula Mutba in Bipulo Sehem. They are all mutba. They are Nivraim. Ein Lohem Shilton. They have no authority. V'lo Bechira, Ela Ritzoni Yisale. Nothing. V'ein Osino Samem Tsoim La'agia Bahem Elav. We can't make them intermediaries in order to get to God. He says that explicitly. Ein osin osam em tsa'im lahagia bahem elav. Ela klapav yis'ale yichavnu ha-machshavos v'yanichu kamash ezulaso. Just turn to Hashem. That is it. Everything else would be in the category of avak, of avodah zarah. Only to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? He is the greatest, but he is also the one that is listening directly to us when we talk to him in first person. Right? Baruch atah Hashem. Right, he's listening to us. We don't need an intermediary when we go to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So based on this Rambam, Achronim say, these paragraphs that we say sometimes are, you know, inappropriate. Okay, we'll have to figure out that Gemara later on. But says the Maharal, for example, in Tzivos Olam, in source number 5, Aval anu nogem loma machnisi rachamim, machnisi rachamenu. The Minog, says the Maharal, 500 years ago, is that some say machnisi rachamim. Ve'ein zera'ui. I don't think this is appropriate. Ki davar zek ilu mispala el malachim. It's as if you're davening to the angels. Sheyachnisu rachamenu. To bring our rachmanis in, to bring our tefillos in. V'lo matzanu zeh. You never find this. Again, not for now exactly what is a malach. We're assuming a malach is a nivra, is a type of being that is above us in the hierarchy of beings. According to the Rambam, he might have a whole different shot of what a malach is. But anyway, says the Maharal, assuming like most think what malachim are, and they are certain forces that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created, according to the Rambam, we shouldn't be having any intermediary. Shouldn't be having an intermediary. So, and he says, actually, we'll get to that Gemara in a few minutes. So the Maharal is against it. If you look at the Chassam Sofer, in the next source also, Chelek Alef Simin Kuf Samach Vav, he's also against it. And he quotes the Rambam, and then he says, where it's underlined, Ki derech laha'amin melech bein melech lahed yot. I'm sorry, this is already the part of the answer. Let's go back for a second. Says the Chassam Sofer, he quotes that Maharal, and he says it's inappropriate. And he says, in his shul though, I think it's inappropriate. Says the Chassam Sofer, but what can I do? A lot of people do it. And therefore I let him say, I'm not mevatel it, but I don't say it myself. I just say a long tachnun at the end of Slichos so that nobody knows that I skip it. Which is a big, unbelievable lesson for us. A, even if he thinks a minhag is wrong, since this was the minhag, an ancient minhag, he wasn't mevatel it. And number two, he didn't want to cause a fuss and make people think that he's different, so he didn't say it. The question though, that the Maharal and the Chassam Sofer deal with is, so how could you go to a tzaddik to daven for you? How could you daven for anybody? How could anybody have a tehillim group to daven for other people? Aren't they going through us? We know they have a tzara, and then we daven for them? Says the Maharal. Says the Chum Sofer Sofer, no. Going back to the Maharal. Source number 5. V'yafilu im mutter lomer, on the bottom. La'adam acher is paleloi. Even though it's mutter to tell somebody else to daven for me, zeo eitzel ha'adam, shu osa chesed im chaveiro. My friend has a chiv to do chesed with for me. That's different. L'fichach yachal lomer, aseiti chesed zev is paleloi. If he has a chet, if he has a chiv of chesed to me, so then fine, daven for me. Avol b'malachim, lo shayach lomer kein. Raki derech tfilu u'bakasha, v'chas v'shalom z'yispal kach. Malachim and people are different, says the Maharal, and therefore you cannot compare. And he says this, Sam Sofer says the same thing. He says, Kiderech, where it's underlined now, back in source number 6. Kiderech lamed melech bein melech lehedyo. A lot of times, if you can't get to the king, what do? You can't get to the CEO, so you go to the assistant, you go to the person who you could get to and say, could you please put in a good word for me? Could you please do that for me? So if we think a tzaddik, who has the mitzvah of chesed, is closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and is able to open up HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ear, so to speak, and put a smile on his face, and then I'll go in, so that's fine. But it's all part of the fact that we are all connected to each other. Line 6. Im kena melech halaz enu elakanus emuna chalila. Akol Yisrael shutafim uguf echad v'nefesh echad. We're like one body. Ukesh echad mitzar gam chaveru margish v'imu mitzar. It's even further than the Maharal. The Maharal said that, he has a mitzvah of chesed, so he can do it. It's not a violation. The Chassam Sofer says, no, it's not even, he's doing it for himself. He's not doing it for me. He's in pain because I'm in pain. V'yaldarach zeh, and that's what the Gemara means at the beginning of Brachos, ha-mispalal al-chaveiro, tzarech she'yech la'atzmo'alav. If you daven for somebody, you have to make yourself sick. Pirish, she'yireh, she'gam hu'chola. What does that mean? I should think of myself in that situation. V'kivan she'shneyem b'tzar, tov yoser, she'yikanis ha'rosh, mi'shikanis ha'regel. And if we're one goof, and we're both b'tzar, so it's no problem for him to daven. For me, that is very appropriate, says the Chassam Sofer. So, yes, we are against Malachim, says the Chassam Sofer, says the Maharal, based on the Rambam, but there's no problem with people. Before we get to the other Shitos, what about people who have already passed on? What about Niftarim? Right, is that okay? Is that okay? Okay, this Chesed, what about with somebody already passed on? The Shach and Yaradei and Simon Kufayin Test quotes 2 days about this. Whether this is a problem of Doresh El Hamesim. Doresh El Hamesim. And the Mishnah Brura seems to be Machmir. The Mishnah Brura in Tov Kuf Pei Aleph and Ilchos Rosh Hashanah, where the Shulchan Aruch quotes the minhag of going to the Kfaris, says the Mishnah Brura, what do you do at the Kfaris? De Beis HaKfaris, Tov Kuf Pei Aleph, Sifkaten, Chav Zayin. De Beis HaKfaris, Hu Makom Menuchas HaTzadikim. That is the place where the Tzadikim rest. Vahatfila Niskabla Sham Yoser. And Tfila is more accepted there. Ach, but, warns the Mishnah Brura, al yasim magamaso neged amesim. Don't put all of your magama, all of your expression to the mesim. Ach yivakish me Hashem yisbarach sheyitin alav rachamim bischus hatzadikim shochnei afar. Daven to Hashem bischus these great tzadikim that last were seen in this world in that spot. So, seems to be, at least according to some, Achron, and this we're according to Maharil, that even the Mesim, the Nikbarim, they are not like Tzadikim that are alive, or friends that are alive that could daven for us. They're no longer part of the Guf Echad. They're no longer included in the Chesed. This is all group number one, group that people might skip Machnisei Rachamim, people that might be against, you know, going to a Beis HaKfaris and talking to the Niftarim, right, and maybe even be against Barchuni L'Shalom, as Rav Chaim Volozhiner was quoted as having been against it. But, to move to the other side, there's a problem. Number one, Pukhazi, my Amad Dabar. Sometimes when you're not sure about something, not always, but sometimes when you're not sure about something, you look what everybody does. And not everybody, even Gedolim V'Tzadikim. The Minag HaOlam for ancient centuries has been when you go to the Beis HaKfaris, people talk to the Niftarim. People talk, is that just an emotional thing? Or halakhically, they say, you should be a Melech Yosher. He should be a Melech Yosher. What does that mean, a Melech Yosher? It's everybody does it. It's hard to say that everybody is wrong and misguided in that regard. Number one. And number two, we're first focusing on the Niftarim issue, and then we're going to go back to talk about the Malachim issue. So number one, the Niftarim issue. Number one, everybody does it. Number two, there are various Gemaras that the simple understanding of the Gemara is that the Niftarim were getting involved, and people dive into the Niftarim to help them out. The Gemara tells us in Maseches Tainus, on Daf Tes Zayin, that on fast public fast days, when there was a drought, they used to go to the Beis HaKfaris, ask the Gemara, Lama Yotzin LeBeis HaKfaris, Pligi Ba Rebbe Levi, Bar Chamba Rebbe Chanina. Why? Chad Amar, Hari Anu Chashuvin LeFanecha Kemesim. One is just for the visitor to get the feeling and to kind of show HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know what, I'm no better than these dead people. I'm no better. I go stand in the Beis HaKfaris to get the feeling, get the show Hashem, you know, an act of humility. We're like, Chashu LeFanecha Kemesim. What's the second answer? V'chad Amar, Kedei sheyevakshu aleinu mesim rachamim. To go ask that the mesim also daven for rachmanis. Or it might be nayu, kivri nachrim. Okay. But yevakshu aleinu mesim rachamim. It's the pashas of the Gemara. We go to the cemetery to ask that they should daven for me. Or the Gemara says a couple of blot later in Maseches Tainus, enough chav gimel. Rebbe Mani had died, and his son was having a lot of trouble with some of the neighbors. And he went to Davin at his father's kever and said, please help me out. Ishtatech HaKibra Davua. Amalei, Abba Abba, Hani Mitzaruli. He says, my father. What are you talking to Hashem? Abba Abba. Pasha says, his real father. Hani Mitzaruli. And the Gemara says that he listened. One time the bad guys were coming by, and he stopped their horses. And maybe even most famous is the Gemara in Sota that we know from Rashi and Parsha Shlach, where the pasuk says Vaya'alu v'negev v'yavor Chevron. The Meraglim went up in the Negev and they got to Chevron. And Chazal pick up on the fact Vaya'alu is plural and Vayavo is singular. So they all went up, but only one of them went to Chevron. Who went to Chevron? Kalev. Kalev went to Chevron. Why? Shepirish Kalev me'atzas Meraglim v'halach v'nishtatech al kibri avos. He went away from the Eitza, the group thinking of the Meraglim, and he went to Davin at Kever Avos. Amal, and he says to them, Avosai, Bakshu Alai Rachamim, She'inatzel Me'atzas Meraglim. Says the Gemara that he said, please ask for Rachmanis, that I'm safe from this. And how many Gemaras do we talk about how Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov are davening for us? And we ask that. The Gemara in Shabbos on that Peites about all the Avos. Kadosh Baruch Hu even goes to the Avos and says, daven for your children. So there are many Gemaras. So it could be, even if one wants to say against the Rambam, the Chulu, that the angels are an issue, it could be that people don't have that issue. Davening to people, even niftarim, when they're alive, okay, chesed and guf echad, like the Maharal said, al-Chassam Sofer said. But even niftarim, since they used to be guf echad and chesed, and even though they don't have any mitzvos now, but they still might be connected, and they still could be involved in the world. As the Gemara, as Reb Moshe writes in the Tshuva, source 14, Chelek Hey, Simen Mem Gimel, V'gam Yisrael Lomar, the Adif Yilinyaz Mei Malachim. The Niftarim are better than the Malachim. Why? De'me'achar de'heim yadi b'tzara de'inshi be'hai alma, since they know about the Tzar, as the Gemara says in the second Berak in Brachas, Shalachin Mistarin Mizagam Ba'atzman, they themselves Ar mitzta'er v'shayich she'ne'orer otam bevakasha lahem she'yispalu. It's shayich that we can awaken v'she'yivakshu me'Hashem yisbarach she'yisalik atzaras me'aleinu. It's shayich because they were here. They are betzaras also. The malachim aren't betzaras. The people that have passed on, the family members are betzaras. V'yaf beloze she'mitztarim gam ba'atzman ha aleihem lachush letzar b'neihem v'gam letzar kol Yisrael. So says our Moshe, there's no problem. And therefore, the minhag olam of going to a cemetery and davening to the grandparents, to the relatives, please be a melech yosha, please help, many assume against that Mishnah Berura. Maybe the Mishnah Berura is only a lechadchila according to the Maharil. But that one is allowed to even speak to the malachim. It's not a problem of Doresh Alamesim. It's not a problem of a violation of that Rambam. Good. But now let's go even one step further. We started with A, many were against all of these things. Step B, maybe we could defend the fact of the Niftarim. Now, step C, maybe we could even defend the Minhag of some. Again, some of the Minhag, I'm not saying it, that's fine, but what is the basis of the other Minhag? Of saying the Tfilos of Hashem Hashem and Machnisei Rachamim. Is there any defense against, to say that it's not against the Rambam, or maybe others argue, because after all, as we know, the writers of the Slichos, of the Piyutim, were Gaonei Olam. You know, they might have been Rav Elazar Kalir, whether he was a Rishon, whether he was a Tana, Machlokas, 2 days in Tosfos, but either way, these were Rishonim at least. So, how exactly do we understand the Minhag against that Rambam? So, number one, the Mahari Bruna, one of the early Achronim in Simin Reish Ayin Hay, suggests that maybe we don't mean it literally. When we're davening to Malachim, it's not that we're literally asking Malachim, but we're just doing something that is derech shiflus, the derech anava. And that itself, it's just a reflection of that, but we don't really mean it. L'ma'adavadome, some, it was Rav Soloveitchik that suggested, right, that at the beginning of the Seder, we say halach ma'anya, and we say, kol dich v'nisi v'yichol, whoever wants to come and eat. So, what do you mean, who wants to come in? So the door's closed, we're at home, we should have done this in shul. We should have done this 2 weeks ago. What are we joking? Are we fakers? We're saying, kol dichvin at the Seder with the door closed. We're talking to each other. It says, oh, salvation, because we're not doing that really to get the guests. Because, right, we would have done that earlier. We're doing that just as a reflection of B'nai Chorin. Because in Eved, the servants don't invite. The master, the Baal Bayis, invites. So we do this to, as a reflection that we're B'nai Chorin. So too says the Mahari Bruna. We're not really talking to Malachim, but we're doing this as a reflection that we're lowly. Why? Source 16. Mashanu omrim na mida nachona v'chein midas rachamim aleinus galut mida machlisi rachamim eino eladech shiflus va'avdus shemidaber b'fnei ha'melech liyoasav l'daber al ha'melech v'u bosh b'davar l'karim. I don't even go close to Hashem. I speak to His servants. Of course I don't get the Kadosh Baruch Hu. But just as a derech of anava and hachna'a, I don't even talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu directly. Okay, that's one suggestion. A little difficult because it doesn't sound like that's the pashtus. Doesn't sound like that's what's going on in the tefillahs. Sounds like it's pretty literal. So maybe it gets back, first of all, to note that maybe it could be against the Rambam, or maybe not. But it could be, first of all, that they're already showing him against the Rambam. First of all, the Rashi that we started off with. Rashi in Masechah Shabbos Daf Yud Beis. Malachim are niskakin. What does that mean? They bring the tefillos in. And just we thought it was just a one Rashi, and there maybe it's a mistake. This Rashi l'shitaso. Rashi in Masechah Sanhedrin. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Mem Dalid, Amid Beis, tells us. Rabbi Yochanan Amar. La'olam yevakish adam rachamim. A person should ask Rachmanis, sheyu hakol ma'amtsin es kocho. He should ask Rachmanis that everybody, hakol, ma'amtsin es kocho, should strengthen his tefillah. Va'yilo tzarmi levalim, there shouldn't be any prosecuting and blocking forces upstairs. So what does that mean? Yivakish adam rachamim, sheyu hakol. Who's the hakol? So lishitaso, the Me'iri here at Sanhedrin says, people, your friends. Sheyakol, get as many friends involved. But Rashi says, La'olam yivakech adam rachamim yivakol ma'amtsin es kocho, sheyisayuhu malachei ashares levakech rachamim v'shalo yiyu masinim milamala. So it's Rashi and Brachas, in Rashi and Shabbos Yud Beis, and Sanhedrin Mem Dalid. Both times saying, Malachim could bring our tefillos in. And it's not just the Rashi, the Shibali Haleket in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, Simon Reish Pei Bei says the same thing. He quotes the Medrash Shir Hashirim in the next source. Gam Medrash Shir Hashirim, al pasik ishbati eschem, omeres knesses Yisrael l'malachim, ha'omdim al sha'arei tefillah v'al sha'arei dima. The malachim that stand at the gates of tefillah and the gates of dim in Shemayim, holichu tefillasi v'demasi v'rekadosh baruch hu. We talk to them. V'tiyu mileitze yosher lefanav, shim choli alas don alas shkogut. Please help me. It's a Medrash. It's even another Gemara. I didn't put it on the sheet, but it's another Gemara. The Gemara talks about how when Yerushalmi and Sanhedrin, the other Sanhedrin and Chelek, when Menashe, one of the worst kings, was finally doing tshuva, he didn't even do tshuva. He was getting burned. So he said, I tried every other god. It didn't work. I might as well try Hashem. If he answers me, fine. And if not, he's just like all the other ones. So the Gemara says that because unbelievable imagery. The Malachim were sogrim es hachalonos. The Malachim were closing the windows in Shamayim so that the Tefillah of Menashe would not be Mekubal. And the Gemara ends up by saying, up until HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to drill a hole in the bottom of the Kisei HaKavod in order to take his Tefillah through there, Kedei Shelo Yiskar Delaso Slaba'alei Tshuva. Okay, but you see from there, the Malachim also are involved in the Tefillahs, in the windows. Like the Shmuel Elekid says here. So there are definitely Rishonim that talk about this, that allow it, that suggest it in Pshatim of the Gemara. So what do you do with the earlier Rambam? Either you can say it's a Machlokas Rishonim, and the Minhag of many is like Rashi, or Rav Asher Weiss suggests, maybe the Rambam would agree it's okay. Source number 20. The Rambam's problem, what's the Rambam's Lashon? It's Roi to Davin to Hashem. Are we davening to the Malachim? We're not davening to the Malachim. We're davening to Hashem. We're just asking the Malachim to inject a little power to it. Help, you know, give it a good whack. Help it get up there. Of course I'm not davening. I'm davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right, what is the Rambam's Lashon? Shlo la'avod l'koach acher zulaso. This isn't an avoda of another being. So maybe though everything could work. It's okay. Malachi Rachamim, Brachinu L'Shalom, it's not. It's really, it's Dominic HaKadosh Baruch Hu asking the Malachim, give me a bracha that the tefillah could continue all the way up. But there's nothing wrong with that, and maybe even the Rambam would agree to that. The one problem is that there is one line that we emphasized before in that Rambam. The Rambam says, V'ein osin osam emtsa'im lahagia bahem elav. They can't even make them intermediaries. Right, even pipelines. So that's a little difficult. But either way, just to end, Rav Moshe says in the last source, Chelek Hei, Simon Mem Gimel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created this system. And therefore, even if the Rambam says you can't use your own intermediaries, but Hashem created these systems. V'tama matirin, sheyu gamkin ga'onei olam, mei raboseinu harishonim. Mukhrachin lomar. We are forced to say, says Rav Moshe, Dekivan deheim malachim shenismanu me'Hashem yisbarach sheyusani gorim aleinu lefanam ezatam. For whatever reason, Hashem created the world in this way that the malachim could be on our side. Af sheyodei ba'atzmo kol asini gorei yoser me'malachim. Even though we are the ones that have bechira, lachein shayach shenevakshim sheyasu shlichus abiyava. You could ask them to do their shlichus because after all, Hashem told them. This isn't a problem of asking Malachim, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu set up this system, and he was the one that advised us to use any help that we could get. So Lamaisa, there are various minhagim in terms of using, davening to Malachim, davening to Niftarim. Again, some shitas are nothing, you can't use, none of it is mutter, only to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Others might be mechalik between a live person, allow that. Some could expand that to even a person that has already passed on, because they are included in the, they were included in the chesed, they were included in Guf Echad, and then we said maybe others could even include Malachim, based on Rashi, maybe even the Rambam would agree to it, maybe it's just Derech Shiflus, or a couple of suggestions. Either way, this is the important issue that comes up in the Machlokas Rishonim, in our Gemara, Shabbos Yud Beis, and the same Machlokas Rishonim in Sanhedrin Mem Daled, about, do you take the Gemara literally, about having Malachim help our tefillahs get up to the Kisei HaKavod. Okay, we'll stop here.